Good morning, and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing. And now your host, Rebecca Imholtz.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as a baby boomer, you may be facing having to choose a Medicare plan. There are a lot of options out there. It's open enrollment time for Medicare, so today's guest is going to help you navigate that Medicare maze. He is Jason Mackey. He's an author of the book, Medicare Blueprint, A Just the Facts Approach to Understanding Your Medicare Benefits. And Jason Mackey is also a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers. So I'm so glad to have him on the show this beautiful Saturday morning. Now, as a baby boomer, you need information that is just for you, a boomer. Last week's guest stays on top of the boomer and beyond scene. She was Cecilia Brown. She is the new editor of the Moultrie News. Now, the Moultrie News is a longtime weekly newspaper east of the Cooper. They have started a new special edition aptly named Boomers and Beyond. It comes out about twice a year. It just came out recently. You can learn all about Boomers and Beyond. Check it out at MoultrieNews.com. Learn what you need to know as a baby boomer. Now, as a regular listener of Let's Talk Boomers, you know I love the music scene in Charleston. I especially care about our local young musicians, especially the high school marching bands. Last weekend in Mount Pleasant, 10 high school marching bands from the Lowcountry and beyond competed for top honors at the annual Lowcountry Marching Band Invitational. Now, White Knoll High School, which is from the Lexington, South Carolina area, they were the grand champion. Congrats to them. And also want to give a shout out to my Let's Talk Boomer fifth caller winner. He was Clyde Dangerfield. He won two tickets to the event as well as dinner. Now, this annual competition, the Lowcountry Marching Band Invitational, is hosted by the Wando High School Marching Band in Mount Pleasant. They did not compete last Saturday, but they did perform their 2018 show, By a Thread. It was amazing. They will perform it again November 3rd at a community exhibition at the new stadium at Wando High School in Mount Pleasant, 1000 Warrior Way. Congrats to Wando High School Marching Band and the hardworking boosters and all the community support for a really fun event that was all day long last Saturday. Now, if you're a boomer and you're thinking about starting a career in real estate, what do you look for in a company? What about the training? Where can you get it? How much is involved? Or maybe you're thinking about making a move to a new home, either because you want to downsize or you want a home that better suits your lifestyle. Perhaps a home with less maintenance and one that is more accommodating as you age. Michael Washburn of Exit Realty the Carolinas can help you with all of these questions. He's an SRES. Now, that stands for Seniors Real Estate Specialist. He's also a Parent Care Housing Specialist, again, with Exit Realty the Carolinas. And Michael can help you if you're thinking about a career in real estate. He is with the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. It is right here in Charleston. And they help you pass the real estate exam. And then once you pass it, they provide you months of training and marketing, lead generation, and more so that you can succeed. To learn all about Exit Realty the Carolinas, as well as the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, go to lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Now, summer's over, and if you're like me, you're thinking about, I need to reverse some sun damage. Well, Dr. Sunny O of Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery has some special treatments to do that. One of them is an IPL. It's like a photo facial. It helps reverse sun damage and reduce those fine lines. Right now, he's got a really great special so that an IPL ends up only being $99 each if you buy a package of three. He also has some great skincare products by SkinCeuticals and Jane Iredell Makeup. Now, as a Let's Talk Boomer listener, you can get 10% off those wonderful skin products. Right now, Dr. Sunny O also has a special on a procedure called Face Tight. It's just for October, so just in time for the holidays. Face Tight is like getting a facelift, but guess what? There is no surgery or downtime. Now, you can check out Face Tight, and again, during this month of October, you get special pricing on Face Tight by Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center. You will get a free consult as well. to learn all about the wonderful special events in October by Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center, just go to drsunnyo.com. Again, Dr. Sunny O, and that's SONNYO.com. Now, when we get back from the break, we're going to be talking about how do you choose the right Medicare plan for you with Jason Mackey. He's the author of Medicare Blueprint. You'll want to stay tuned. You'll learn a lot this morning just in time for open enrollment for Medicare. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back with Jason Mackey.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan, save money, and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Are you a boomer thinking about a career in real estate and you want to succeed? Then check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we'll help you pass the exam, and with our training center, we'll help you succeed. Classes are affordable and there's an online option. Visit thelowcountryrealestateschool.com. Remember, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand what's been said? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? If you answered yes, you may have a hearing loss. Hi, I'm Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. At Holy City Hearing, we'll improve your hearing with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. Contact us at HolyCityHearing.com. Again, HolyCityHearing.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. And as I mentioned before the break, as a baby boomer, you have probably been having to know some information about getting a Medicare plan together, or maybe you're looking for one for a loved one. Well, there's a lot of information out there, and I am so glad to have with us today on Let's Talk Boomers, Jason Mackey. He is the co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on Let's Talk Boomers. Thank you for being a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers.
We're glad to do it.
I love working with you. You take this complicated thing called Medicare, and you're able to break it down so that someone like me, a true layman, if I can even call myself that, can understand it to try to figure out and navigate that Medicare maze. So thank you.
You're welcome. And we enjoyed it. There's no blueprint. That's why we call the book Medicare Blueprint, to tell them what they need to do, what steps to take just to even sign up for Medicare. So the book guides them through that whole process.
And is that why you wrote the book?
It was. We tried to find a resource to help our clients, and we couldn't find anything that was very simple to understand, and it was very difficult to take a very complex benefit and simplify it into that book. But we think we did a good job. And
you absolutely did. And not only do you have a book, but you offer free workshops.
We do. And we actually have now expanded that to online webinars. So if you want to learn at the comfort of your own home, you can just sign up for one of our webinars. You can go to MedicareBlueprint.com and sign up. There's a sign up and registration on the website there.
I am so glad that you have launched that, because I know it was something that has been in the works, and I know it's going to be so popular.
Yeah, we're excited. And so far, our feedback has been really good, because it's about 45 minutes and it tells you, goes through all the stuff that you need to know about Medicare. So it's strictly educational.
Well, I'm someone who I can learn a couple of different ways, but sometimes with information, particularly something like Medicare, I would probably want to go to a workshop so that I can, that's just how I learn. So how do I go to a workshop?
And those are listed on our website as well. We have local ones, and they're in public libraries is where we hold those workshops. But even with the online webinar, during the webinar, they can actually ask questions and we'll respond to them in the webinar.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, very good. Nice. Because with some folks, it's hard to leave their home, particularly if they're in a caregiving situation.
I just had that happen the other day. A client had to come in, and it was a very quick meeting. We had mm-hmm. to get right to what they needed to know because they were caregiving for a family member.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing that and offering that service. So let's talk about Medicare in general. What is it? Why do I have to have it?
Yeah. Well, and it was designed so you would pay less for it when you turn 65, and you pay for it with your payroll taxes throughout your working years. So the cost of Medicare is lower when you're going to be on a fixed income. And there are some situations where if you're under 65 and on Social Security disability, you can also get Medicare, but it's designed for those people that are not working and earning an income any longer to have an affordable option for their healthcare needs.
So it's sort of a basic healthcare coverage.
Correct. And then you do have gaps in that coverage. So a lot of people will purchase supplemental coverage to fill in those gaps.
And does that include, do I have to also get prescription drug coverage on top of that?
You do.
Okay.
And it is it's a separate part of Medicare. And there's different drug cards. So actually, believe it or not, Medicare.gov has a really good tool to help you determine which of the, in this state, is 22 different drug cards that are available.
Did you say 22?
22 different drug cards.
22 different drug card plans, essentially.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is a good tool. You put in your medications, and it will actually tell you which one's the best one for your need for the medications that you take.
Yeah. Can I change that?
You can,
okay.
And actually that's coming up here shortly. So from October 15th to December 7th each year, you have an open enrollment where you can select a different drug card based on your needs if your medications change throughout the year. And then if you select a different one, then it will begin January 1st.
Okay, so every year, basically during this open enrollment period, I can look and see how my needs have changed and change up my coverage.
Absolutely. And we even think this year is even more important because with the tax cuts that happened in December of last year, they actually improved the benefits that are going to be available starting in January 2019. So we believe the drug plans will change a little bit. It's a benefit. Your drug costs should go down. And that's why we think people this year especially should review their options.
Oh, well, because we like to save money. As boomers, we like to save money because we want to do other things with it.
That's
so
right.
If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I'm talking today with Jason Mackey. Jason is the author of Medicare Blueprint. It's a great book. I like what you put on the cover, Jason. It says, adjust the facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits. Just the facts.
Absolutely.
I love it. And Jason has great workshops in the area, or you can go to his website, MedicareBlueprint.com, and actually learn everything through a webinar series. That's a new feature, and congratulations on getting that launched.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you find out if you're eligible for Medicare? And the reason I'm asking that, first tell our listeners, how do I find out and how do I qualify?
Well, you have an open enrollment period when you first turn 65, and that's typically what we see. And that is 3 months before the month of your birthday, the month of your birthday, and up to 3 months after the month of your birthday.
So they're giving you like 6 months to make a decision.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's really a seven-month window.
Seven-month window. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do I know that I've put in enough working years? If you're a stay-at-home mom, raised a family, there is that generation that never had to go to work in terms of one of the spouses. So yeah,
absolutely. It does happen. Now, if you're married, you can actually qualify on your spouse's working record as well. So as long as you've worked at least 40 quarters or 10 years, then you get Medicare Part A, which is the hospital coverage, you get that at no cost. If you work less than that 40 quarters, then you have to pay a premium each month for that benefit.
Okay, so you yourself had to have worked at least the 40 quarters or your spouse.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Now let's talk about the different parts of Medicare. There's a whole bunch of different parts.
Yeah, and that's where there's a lot of confusion in that. So there are four parts. It's Part A is your hospital coverage. And that's what we're saying. If you work 40 quarters, you get that premium free. And then you have Part B, which is your medical coverage. So it's basically everything that happens outside of the the office, the hospital, the doctor's visits. Actually, emergency room visits and outpatient surgery fall under the Part B as well. And there is a cost for that, and it depends on your income. So we go over that with them, and it's also listed in our book and in the webinar. We cover all that, and we give out a free workbook as well that covers all that. So if they don't have to take a lot of notes, we'll have it all there for them. And then Part D is the prescription drug benefit, and that's we dedicate a whole chapter to it, which is Chapter 7. And we spend a lot of time in the workshops on Part D of the prescription drugs. And then the last part is Part C. And that is the reason why I went out of order, is because it's a different benefit. So instead of having original Medicare A and B, you're actually enrolling in a private insurance plan. And so you still have to pay your Medicare Part B premiums, but it's a separate plan.
So this helps with cost.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. By doing the Medicare Advantage,
right.
But not, you don't have to have it. But if you are in a health situation where you think it would be a benefit to me, it's mm-hmm. kind of a supplemental insurance.
And we
plan.
Do when we have somebody come in after the workshop or want to sit down with us one-on-one, we compare all of the options based on their health needs. And we do have sometimes a husband and wife, they may be turning 65 at the same time or pretty close to each other. I had a couple in last week. They were within a month of each other. And they both had different needs. So they're going on different plans based on their health needs. And the same thing happens with prescription drug cards, too, because I get calls all the time and say, my friend has XYZ drug card. I want that drug card. But then, you know, we tell them, well, we need to look at it and evaluate to see if that's the best one for your needs. And
that's when you tell them there's 21 others.
Yeah, exactly. And
not
they,
just the XYZ card.
And we're looking to what's the lowest cost option for you for your to get your prescription. So we look at it as a holistic approach. And I actually had another person in just this past week, and they were shocked when I told them he was going to continue to work, that I said you need to just sign up for Medicare Part A, but since you work for a large employer, I reviewed their benefits and compared them to Medicare, and in his case it was better for him to stay on his employer plan and continue that until he was ready to fully retire. I do have a lot of times that we compare it, and Medicare actually is a lower cost benefit. So we will tell you if your employer plan or your current plan is the better option for you.
That's a really good point, because I put myself in this group. A lot of us baby boomers that are kind of at the tail end, you know, we're born in the mid-60s. Well, we're not looking at retiring necessarily at 65, because everyone's living longer.
Right.
And we're like, oh, 70 is now the new 65.
Absolutely.
So I hope Medicare doesn't go to 70. But
I don't think it will. There's not really much talk about that. But, you know, because of that situation, we do stress, if you are going to continue to work and you're 65, you still have to look at your Medicare options, because most plans through employers, they will require you to at least sign up for Medicare Part A. Mm-hmm. And since there's no premium cost for you, there's no reason why not to. And if they're a smaller employer, they have less than 20 employees, then most health plans will require you to have Medicare Part B.
I see. So. And what I like about you, Jason, is that you're here in Charleston. So I can go see you in person, and you're going to sit down with me and help me figure this out.
I'm old-fashioned, I guess, in that way, because I do. I like for people to come in our office and sit down and go over, you know, black and white on paper, here's what your options are, and compare them, because it's complex. So, and everybody has different needs. So we kind of hash through it all and make sure that we got the best plan.
Where is your office?
We are located on Gamecock Avenue near Miss Rose's Cafe, so West Ashley.
That's a great landing point to kind of for people to visualize. So
that's what I always tell people. First thing is, you know where Miss Rose's Cafe is, and then I'm really close to that. So.
Very good. And that's why I think it's so important to sit down with you in person, because there is a lot to talk about, including, until I met you and read your book, I didn't know that there was something called Medigap.
Right.
What is that?
So Medigap, a lot of people call them Medicare supplements, which they just fill in the holes that Medicare Part A and B do not cover. And unfortunately, they name those letters as well. So a lot of people say, I have Plan A, and they really mean that they have Medicare Part A. So there's they're all the way from A to N.
With Medigap?
Letters. Yeah, Medigap.
They did letters too.
They did. So just to make it a little bit more confusing. So we go through all of those options too and show them. The good news is those are standardized. So if you, for instance, Plan F is a very popular plan because it covers all of the holes that Medicare A and B have. And so when we go through those options with Plan F, since it's standardized, ABC company offers the same exact benefit as XYZ company. So it's very easy to compare. And that's where we show our value, is because you think, well, if Plan F's a Plan F, then I can just go get it from the cheapest company out there. And we actually have a software that, quite frankly, the insurance companies have this information they don't want you to know, because we can actually look in their rate histories, their age increases. So we can tell you that, yes, this insurance company was the lowest one to start, but let's look 15 years, 20 years down the road with their built-in increases, that they're going to be far more expensive than the one that may be only a few dollars more per month at the beginning. But in the long term, they'll be significantly less. And I see sometimes $50 to $100 a month in savings down the road.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it's so important to work with someone like you, who's an insurance advisor. But for the listener out there, what types of questions should they ask someone who's an insurance advisor to make sure that they're a right fit and can help them?
You know, like you said earlier, are they local? I think it's important to be able to, you know, if you need to go see somebody face to face, if you have an issue, are they going to be there down the road? And I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I have a staff to support me. So that's one important item. The other part is, are they independent? Do they represent one company, or do they represent multiple companies? And we're independent. So I tell people I can cover up the name of every insurance company. I don't look at the name. I look at their financial ratings, their rate history, and everything like that. That's what helps me determine what's the best fit for them.
Very good. And what's another question? I guess client references come to mind too.
Yeah, actually.
I'm big on that.
Yeah, we have them on our website. But
okay.
I had somebody come in just a few months ago, and his wife had scheduled the appointment, and he came in there not really kicking and screaming, but he didn't want to go through the process, and I understand. By the end of it, he said, wow, thank you so much for this education. Truthfully, I felt like I was going to the principal's office today, and I feel great that now I know my benefits and how to use them. And he's referred a half a dozen people to me already.
Oh, wow.
So thanks, Ron.
That's a wonderful, wonderful testimonial. Yeah. That's terrific.
Yeah.
So we have a couple minutes left. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Down,
yes.
We have fun.
It is. And I always learn a lot when I have you on Let's Talk Boomers. Any major changes coming down the pipeline in 2019 with Medicare?
Really, the big one is the drug card
telling you,
because it I recommend that everybody review their options. If they have any questions on how to review them, they'll be free to call me and review their options. But there's some significant improvements in the prescription drugs, and it should lower everybody's cost. And that's a really big improvement.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on Let's Talk Boomers.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your sponsorship.
You're welcome.
And for all that you're doing out there and helping to educate our community here in Charleston about the different Medicare plans with your Medicare Blueprint book, which you can get a free copy by going to a workshop. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Get a free copy. You can go online and you can order it. Just pay the shipping and handling. Is that correct? Right. And you can check out Jason's new webinar series on MedicareBlueprint.com so that if you're in a position where you go, I just kind of want to stay in my house and first get, you know, kind of see what's going on out there, get the lay of the land, you can learn about it in the comfort of your home. So a lot of different options out there with learning about Medicare options. Thanks again, Jason Mackey with Medicare Blueprint.
Take care.
All right. And this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Emholtz, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. If you think you have a hearing loss, contact us at Holy City Hearing. We'll give you a free hearing test, and you can try our hearing aids for free with our hearing aid test drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. With the test drive, we put you in the driver's seat. At Holy City Hearing, we treat you like family. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, that's holycityhearing.com.
If you're a boomer thinking about a career in real estate, then you need to check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, the premier real estate school in the Lowcountry. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we specialize in educating and training top producers around South Carolina so you can succeed. And we have an online class as well. Visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Again, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
I'm with Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. Derek, if I have ringing in my ears, do I have hearing loss?
Hi, Rebecca. That's a great question. If you have ringing in your ears, you may very well have a hearing loss. Also, ask yourself some more questions. Do you hear sounds, but you don't always understand the sounds? For example, take might sound like bake, or dime sounds like time. Do you have a hard time understanding somebody speaking, even if you're facing them? Do you always ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? Do you avoid family and friends because listening is just too difficult? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you need a hearing evaluation. At Holy City Hearing, we will give you a free hearing evaluation. And if you need hearing aids, we'll work with you to find a custom pair just for you. And you can try it out before you buy it. We'll let you try a pair of hearing aids for a free test drive with no commitments.
That's awesome. And why do you offer this free test drive?
At Holy City Hearing, we understand that hearing loss is a very complex problem. We'll work with you to find a solution that best fits your hearing loss, your lifestyle, and your budget. We also have the latest in hearing aid technology, including digital and wireless hearing technology.
Where are you located?
Holy City Hearing has three locations to serve you in the Lowcountry. We're in Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, and recently just located to Somerville. Just contact us. HolyCityHearing.com. We'll help you hear what you've been missing, and we treat you like family.
That's great news to hear, Derek. Get a free hearing test and try out a pair of hearing aids with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. The Holy City Hearing Test Drive puts you in the driver's seat. You can hear what you've been missing. Contact HolyCityHearing.com. Again, HolyCityHearing.com.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.